Welcome back to hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue our conversation with Lee Steinberg, founder of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. The Dallas Cowboys, Lee, they rolled the dice on Greg Hardy, and of course the photos were released, what, last week on his former girlfriend. You just have to really step back and go, did the Cowboys really do enough due diligence to warrant the type of commitment that they've made to him? What's your reaction on just how all this continues to unfold with Greg Hardy?
Well, the first thing you have to look at is the Carolina justice system. Because here's someone convicted of this really awful crime, and he appeals it, and somehow it's washed out. Then next you have to look at the NFL disciplinary situation. He gets a 10-game suspension, which would have sent a powerful message about this, and a NFL arbitrator vacates it down to 4, which was what which is less than the domestic violence policy, which is now 6 games, and ironically is the same amount that Tom Brady was penalized for letting the ball out of the air. And I think it's a real challenge. He's so gifted as a player, but when you look at his website, his Twitter account, his very first Twitter is, you know, the world's against me, I'm the victim, I was unjustly, someone in his world has to sit down with him and make sure he gets it, that what he's done in terms of domestic violence shattered someone's life. And that's, first of all, that's off the field. Now, on the field, no one in football goes into a special teams huddle during a game and starts screaming and yelling. So it's one thing to be passionate, but team leadership is not defined by stepping outside, blaming other players, blaming the coaches in the middle of a game. And so he steps so far off the reservation that, you know, he's a major villain for people across the country. And the way people get out of that in damage control is they admit responsibility. They apologize to people. They then show that they've taken steps to prevent a recurrence. They've gone to anger management. They've gone to domestic violence court. None of this has happened. He could turn the situation around, but you can see reflected in his public posting what his mindset is, which is, I did nothing wrong. The world's against me. I was unjustly treated. Give me a break.
Lee, 40 years as a sports agent, you've represented at 8 number one overall NFL draft picks. So hypothetically, I mean, if Greg Hardy was your client, how in the world do you advise this guy? Because he truly is out of touch with reality, and he's delusional. I mean, personally, I think he needs to be in jail.
You would bring in a domestic violence specialist and make sure that he sat there. You would enroll him in an anger management course, not simply for what he did with the woman, which was heinous, but for his conduct on the sidelines. That's completely disruptive and shows no respect for a coach. And football's a game where if you don't have some lines of authority, it shatters. And so you would have to make sure that he was doing the rehabilitative things that would get him to own up to it. Now, we don't throw young men on the trash heap of history when they make a mistake, even a grievous one. Mm-hmm. As long as they get what they did, admit responsibility, try to help the victim or the situation, and make sure that they're working hard so it doesn't happen again. And none of those are evident in this case. So I love Jerry Jones. He's done a tremendous amount for the league and for football. You know, they built a team that should be powered to go. It got sidetracked by injuries that would cripple any team. But on this one, it's just strange to understand why nobody there steps up and says, this is wrong.
Why aren't there star players in the NFL taking a vocal stand against domestic violence?
This is an enormous opportunity. Because my practice for years has been based on the concept of role modeling, that an athlete has the high profile to trigger imitative behavior, especially in rebellious adolescents. So when I had Lennox Lewis cut a public service announcement, the retired heavyweight champion of boxing, that said, real men don't hit women, it could do more to affect young people's attitude towards domestic violence than 1,000 authorities' figures ever could. And the league has been very, very dramatic in the way it's done causes like breast cancer. And I've got to think that they're going to have a dramatic league-wide approach to this. This is not just a woman's issue. Every man has a mother, has a wife or girlfriend, has female children, has relatives who are female. So it's not just a female issue. It's a societal issue, which is what kind of society do you want to live in and what are acceptable norms of behavior? My daughter and I hosted a men's luncheon where we said it's our problem too. And the NFL is so incredibly overpowering in terms of the effect on culture today. I mean, 7 top-rated shows a year ago, nighttime, 1 through 7 in Nielsen nighttime ratings on television, all NFL football. We've never seen that before. By 2-1, it's the most important sport to people. 45 million people playing fantasy football a week. So the league and individual players have the power to actually make a major impact on this.
You know, Lee, I think you said it best. I was going through some of your columns that you posted for Forbes, and a year ago you wrote that football may be a powerful business, but it is a game. It's primarily a male game. And as males, we have the duty to protect our mothers, our sisters, our wives, our daughters, and stand up for decency. I mean, I thought you said it best. You really encapsulated all of it.
And hopefully you'll see more players who do just that, because I know that that's the attitude. And it becomes difficult to get a player to sit and call out another player because it's a team sport. But the NFL has a real opportunity here. And look, for people who think there's more domestic violence, drunk driving, and all the rest of it in football and other sports, there isn't. The reality is there's more coverage of it. One incident is too many, but just so if you're sitting there thinking, well, somehow athletes have degenerated in terms of their behavior, if you go back to when I started 40 years ago, domestic violence wasn't even covered or considered an issue. No one would have known, and the arrests weren't even covered. Drunk driving was a laughing matter. So the norms have changed for the better, and the coverage of it highlights every day, every aberrational piece of behavior that occurs within the athletic world, not just to players, but coaches, owners, general managers. Everyone is covered, and if you have a jurisprudence section, a crime beat section in every sports page, it will give you a flawed analysis. I mean, we have work to do. There are now programs, Alyssa, at a number of colleges. Texas, the University of Texas has one. The University of Arizona has one. And what they're doing is they're taking high school players who come to college, and they're starting them from the beginning, and they're teaching them life skills, how to avoid antisocial behavior, how to get involved in second career, how to conduct your life. And the best cure for all of this is prevention.
Pioneer in athletic representation, Lee Steinberg, the founder of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, 40-plus years representing athletes, brands, and celebrities. And in fact, his book, a New York Times bestseller, Lee Steinberg, The Agent, My 40-Year Career Making Deals and Changing the Game, has just been re-released in paperback. Congratulations on that, Lee, and we look forward to our next conversation. Thank you.
My pleasure, Alyssa. You do a great job.
Thank you, sir. Much more straight ahead tonight, right here in hour number 2 at YSR.